Call a comment on this program or any program, call 303-447-9911
for the
comment.
Programs
good evening and stay tuned for
using the KGNU Cabaret Radio app, available to download for free on iOS and Android. More information available at kgnu.org.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight's edition of the Cabaret was recorded in March of 2016.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Cabaret, where we feature the best of our musical entertainment along the Front Range. And tonight is no exception. We have for you tonight the Heresies. So stay tuned and turn it up.
Well, I gotta get down to Tulsa. I gotta get there tonight. There's a job that needs doing in Tulsa. I'm the man to do the job right. My baby's been up all night. I'll have to grin and bear till I can get back there, and I'll try to make it all right. I got 6 hours on my tailgate, 6 hours on my grill. If this is my last trip to Tulsa, I'll have had my fill. A man's got to do his duty. A man's got to pay his bill. This is how I know to bring home the dough and keep the green in the till. Why must it be that work for me is so far from my home? I'd rather stay and make my way with a guitar and a poem. But poetry, at least for me, won't keep the wolves at bay. So I'll haul my load on down the road, bring home.
Title song to the new album, Hot Off the Presses. That's not the name of the song.
Hot Off the Presses.
Hot Off the Presses.
Why not?
The other on me. My boots hadn't slid hardwood in a week or three. I went down where grown folk go to do what grown folk do. Children had taken over the place. I jacked the jukebox too. I told those children, you'll never see a lollipop in a glass of Jack. Juice box labeled Johnny Black. Pickled sausage for a naptime snack. It's after eight, you better hit the sack. You'll never have a shot of whiskey with the bubblegum back. Low-tar red vines in a hard pack. You're out the door, well, you're right on track. Now beat it, kids, I want my honky-tonk back. Well, a honky-tonk is a place for fun, but it's no place for a child. It's a place where the mommies and daddies go when they need to get wild. You play with your friends on your playground, I'll play with mine on mine. Run along now, do as you're told, everything will be fine. You'll never see a lollipop in a glass of Jack. Juice box labeled Johnny Black. Pickled sausage for a naptime snack. It's after eight, sack. You'll never have a shot of whiskey with a bubblegum back. Low tar red vines in a hard pack. You're out the door, well, you're right on track. Now beat it, kids, I want my honky-tonk back. This honky-tonk used to be my place. Children and in with the beer. Johnny Black. A pickled sausage for a naptime snack. It's after eight, you better hit the sack. You'll never have a shot of whiskey with a bubblegum back. Low tar red vines in a hard pack. You're out the door, well, you're right on track. Now beat it, kids, I want my honky-tonk back. Beat it, kids, I want my honky-tonk back. Go on and get, I want my honky-tonk back.
All right, let's do another one. We're playing some Dark and Cold.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Did you not get a set list over there?
Nah.
All right.
I don't want
to either. I'm going to play it in the right key, though.
Before I read your status update, I thought you belonged to me. Now I know my heart is shackled to a memory. You could have texted me to let me know my love was. Looks so dark and cold. I know I never should have friended you. I knew it from the start. You should change your avatar to a cheating heart. The friends we share message me I could not be told. Now the future looks so dark and cold. Dark and cold like your heart. Your tears us apart. Between us, it has built a mighty fence. Dark and cold like your heart. The future tears us apart. The dark, cold future makes the present tense. Unfriend you, I'm afraid it's come to this. I won't see your quiz results or whom you want to kiss. Just the click, the deed is done. You will never mind the whole. Now the future looks so dark and dark and cold like your heart. The future tears us apart. Between us, it is built a mighty fence. Dark and cold like your heart. The future tears us apart. The dark and cold future makes the present. Solo here. Dark and cold like your heart. The future tears us apart. Between us, it is built a mighty fence. Dark and cold like your heart. The future tears us apart. The dark, cold future makes my present.
I swore to myself we were going to do the album arrangements, but I changed my mind on the fly.
That's just fine. You know, I'd like to order the band a shot of Wild Turkey for everybody, please. Yeah.
Woo! Don't forget to tip your bartenders and waitresses.
I could say something like what Mike West says. He says, be good to your waitresses because they are angels in the war against sobriety.
He's got a lot of good ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cabaret, and you are listening to the fantastic sounds of the Heresies, formerly Chris Harris and the Musical Heresies, but now just shortened to Heresies, and maybe in a few years from now, maybe shortened to Hair.
Yeah, just Hair.
Or C's.
Or C's.
You can't fight nicknames.
We'd like to introduce the band to you tonight, and I'll probably get most of the names right. On guitar and vocals and writing the songs, Chris Harris. And that's Chris with a K. We have a Chris with a C, on the drums. And we have Max Bailey on the bass, Jay Temp on the lap steel. We have a Chad on the clawhammer banjo. Somebody tell me what Chad's last name, because I didn't want to.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Swerzelinski? Okay. And last but not least, we have Jay Gender. Gender. Janender. Oh, boy. I'm fiddle. I should have left it alone. Bad.
Melting pot.
Yeah, it's like listening to NPR. You don't know what any of those names are, how they're spelled.
That's right. So the Heresies have just released a CD on, I guess, February 19th.
Yes.
And the name of the CD is I Want My Honky Tonk Back.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. How's the new CD going?
It's going great. It's selling like hotcakes overseas via CD Baby. And selling like, kind of like hotcakes over here. Yeah.
Like hot oatmeal.
Yeah, like hot oatmeal over here.
Really good waffle.
with maple syrup.
How are these people overseas finding out about your music?
Here's where I traced it, because I watch the internet every day and see what's happening. So when I released it on CD Baby, I think what happened was there's this guy, Duncan Warwick, who's the editor of a magazine in the UK called Country Music People, and I think he periodically or every day searches Honky Tonk in CD Baby and other places, and he found me and contacted me and said, I'd like to review this. Can you send me the files? So I did, and we got a stunning review, 5 stars in the March edition. That was better than Loretta Lynn did with her new album in the same magazine. And so I think a lot of it has come from there, but also just the World Wide Web. I mean, there's no secrets. People find stuff.
Are people finding about you in the United States or?
A little bit. Mostly our friends.
Friends, yeah.
Family, you know.
Yeah. You don't know, no depression's looking at it or anything like that?
I don't know. I've put it out a few places, and I have a big list of podcasts and places, addresses to send it to, but I haven't. I've only done a few of them.
There's a lot to do when you're the record company,
I know.
You just signed up to play music. Now you get to be the record company. Let's talk about the CD. It's kind of unusual in a way in that you focus on all original material. You don't like to play covers or anything.
I do like to play covers, but I decided at one point, actually, when I first started this band, we had not quite enough material to really do a show, and I was tempted to do some covers, but we had a pretty good collection of original stuff. And Jay Temp said, hell no, we're not doing any covers, we're only doing original songs. And I said, did you change your mind?
No, I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too, especially since it's Jay's idea.
You know, I've been partially swayed by some people that maybe we should do some covers, maybe at shows, but I kind of feel like we've got a full night's worth of good original material. All meat, no filler.
All meat, no filler. That's the Heresies for you tonight.
So there's no point in doing covers now. I've done them in other bands. I love a lot of old country songs, and I know a lot, as you know, from my days in Ethel and the Regulars. But I decided this band is a vehicle for just these songs.
And I find the configuration of the band interesting. Number one, it's a sextet. You know, you don't see a lot of those anymore. And number two, you have a clawhammer banjo, and then you have fiddle. So you're really going back for maybe an old mountain element to it. What was in your mind when you were trying to put this band together with this group of people?
Well, originally, actually, Chad is the original fiddle player from the band, but I've never even seen him play the fiddle. He borrowed my fiddle for a while to learn it. And then at some point, we were like, well, we should get some gigs. Why don't you just play the banjo, because you know how to play the banjo? And gradually, you'll learn some fiddle stuff. And he refused.
And then there was Jay.
So I had to hire a fiddler. So we're really supposed to be a feftet.
I didn't know that I was the second choice.
You're the sixth
wheel. This is how I find out.
Live on air.
Well, second.
All right, tonight we have The Heresies with you, and glad you made it in, finally.
Yes.
It's been a long wait.
Yes.
It's been a long wait for the record, which I think is fantastic. I played a cut off it, two cuts off it, on my last Honky Tonk Heroes show.
Excellent.
On February 20th.
I keep saying I'm going to get up at 6 a.m. on Saturday and listen to that show, but I haven't made it yet.
Well, now it's time for a KGNU commercial, because you don't have to, because we have podcasts, you know, and a lot of stations don't do that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And you can download them, too. So, in fact, that show is still out there. You know, afterfm.com, like that on the sign there.
All right.
So, anyway, where are we going next?
We are going to play a Spanish song. You ready? Last night in La Cantina, and this morning I was napping when the maid with all her trapping to my door came gently rapping, nevermore, nevermore. No moleste, por favor, noche short, cabeza sore, no boss knuckles on my door. Can't believe I feel so mellow. Cuantos tequilas did I swallow? I'll be muerto by tomorrow. Dios, take me in my sleep. So I drifted in siesta, though I did not feel my best. I began to get some rest into my room with baby. No moleste, por favor. Noche short, cabeza sore. No más knuckles on my door. No moleste, por favor. Just un poco do I hablo. See, I know it's your trabajo. Señora, I feel awful. Quiero que se vaya, please. In your corazón, I know you don't mean to hurt me so. Vamos now, that means go. Dámelo, mi sorrisa. No moleste, por favor. Noche short, que beso sol. Goes on my door. No moleste, por favor. Gracias to you, señora, for giving me 2 hours more. If you still detect a snorer, Leora is not quite up here. Though my Espanol is weak, you comprende what I speak. Lo siento, it is green. It's the best to get from me. No moleste, por favor. Noche short, cabeza sore. No más knuckles on my door. No moleste, por favor. Noche short, cabeza sore. No más knuckles on my door. No moleste, por favor. No más knuckles on my door. No moleste, por favor. All right. That's a
a song about staying in hotels with a hangover. Something's going kooky on my string here. Yes. Hourly rates.
Aggressive Nortenya disco beats.
Hold on, I need to wet my weasel.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I asked if I could court you. Been long years ago. Said you were uncertain then, but you surely let me know.
You finally said, I guess so.
Just as I was about to say goodbye, I was sitting around waiting on an answer from you.
Thinking too hard about how I'm so much of a better guitar player on this new guitar. And I got lost in it.
You got caught up.
I got caught up. And I also discovered at the exact wrong moment that I can't see the dots on the fingerboard here.
Oh, crap.
Modifications. Yep. Get out the drill.
Yeah, get your Sharpie
out. Yeah, you need a whiteout there. Put some whiteout on those.
There you go. Dan, you know the drill.
Let's do that bluegrass song and then maybe talk for a minute.
I got a steady job, it's quite the deal. I make a living sitting behind the wheel. My house is on a payroll, my baby wears new shoes. Why should I be moaning this unrambling blues? It's getting old. I never planned to make a living on the road. Many
Tonight's edition of the Cabaret was recorded in March of 2016.
I don't want to come in too soon now.
No, thank you.
It's supposed to leave you
that
hanging.
Fools the audience. Yeah.
That was what I was going to bring up. I'd love to watch the dancers and see what they do on that.
It's the medical bills that I don't like.
Where they run into each other.
Yeah, busted ankles.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, folks, we're listening to the Heresies, who are live in the studio here tonight on Cabaret at 4700 Walnut Street in our special room that we designed when we got this building. We designed this room to have live performances such as this one. Chris, let's talk about your producer of the record and who he is and where he comes from. Whatever you know about him.
Yeah, well, he's a mutual friend of ours. I think you might have known him longer than I have. Mike West. Yes, from Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay, Mike West, yeah. He's a very talented individual. He's been doing music for a long time.
Yep.
He put out, I don't know how many albums he put out before he got with his current wife, and I don't know, they have 6 or 7 out now.
At least, yeah.
And maybe he had 10 out before that. Mm-hmm. So he's a very, he used to be a prolific songwriter. I'm not sure if he is now or they just don't have the time to do it. But
yeah, I think he does. I think he still writes a lot, and he makes a lot of records for other people, so it's kind of amazing that he has time to write. I mean, he's booked. He's always doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he does about 12 to 15 records of other people's a year.
I'd say so, yeah.
So let's talk about how it was like for you guys to work with him.
It was great. I had been talking to him. We ended up recording in October of 2015 at my house. He got a portable rig that I think actually he got it because I think he wanted to record us as much as I wanted him to record us. And he didn't have any kind of portable rig, and this crew is not going to be able to get to Lawrence, Kansas together to spend a week and record. It's just it's too much coordination. So we decided to do it out here, and he got that rig. And I think we had 2 false starts for various reasons, and he ended up – so we weren't the first ones to record on the rig. It was Peter Oviatt's band from Taos. I can't think of what the name of the band is, but they were the first ones to use that rig. So they got to test it out and work the bugs out before us. But I'd been talking to Mike for – before the Heresies existed, which was like 2011, trying to come up with a plan for me to record my songs, you know, using Lawrence musicians or whatever. And, you know, finally, 4 years later, it finally happened.
Where you did Lawrence and Denver musicians.
Yeah.
Colorado musicians.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, Max is from Lawrence, but he lives in Denver, so.
He's been here a while.
Yeah.
And how about
Chad's from all parts, Midwest, yeah, Kansas City. He claims Kansas City.
Or Manhattan.
Manhattan, okay. Yeah.
I'll take a Manhattan, too.
So, are you guys following KU during the tournament?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's not.
He's not, yeah. I bet you guys gave him a lot of... I saw them play at a KU-KSU game, you know, halftime and afterwards, and I bet you had to take a lot of jokes, huh? Not football, okay. Let's go to Chris on the drums. I listen to a lot of country music from the 60s and stuff like that, and somehow your drum beats are taking me to the 60s. I mean, did you study a lot of country records to get that kind of shuffle, or is this just something that's innate for you?
No. And
yeah, can you make that little
shuffle? Can you tell him what study means?
Yeah, study? No, actually, the whole country thing, surprisingly, it's just I've been in country bands ever since I was about 13 years old, on and off.
Wow.
And not just on drums, but like bass and other stuff too, but it's just reps, you know, because it's like if you're just shuffling along all night, kind of just doing the same thing, you just start getting introspective on it and working on it.
Building up your endurance.
Yeah, and just like, how do I make this feel better, you know?
Okay. Because you do a lot of beats too where you're hitting the side of the drums. Mm-hmm. And I always love that, too, you know, so. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you're taking me back, so.
All
I really love it. I know probably people don't come up and ask you these questions. And
well, I was conceived in the 60s, too.
Oh, man, that helps. Yeah.
September 69. Conceived.
That's right.
My parents' 9th wedding anniversary.
Are you the oldest of your family?
No, I'm the middle child.
Middle child?
Yeah, okay. I'm forgotten.
Yeah.
Who were these country bands that you played with when you were 13?
Oh, gosh, what was that one called? Oh, my God. That's a long time ago because I'm like 80.
And you're very good at math, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I can't even remember. T.L. Destry was the first country band I was in. It was a little regional thing out of the Sterling area. And, it was kind of one of those funny things where there's not a lot of talent pool out there. So when somebody quits a band, it's just like, okay, who can take over? And their lead player left, so my buddy who was filling in on the bass for him jumped a lead, and he says, hey, why don't you come play bass? So I went and I bought a bass at the music store we were working at, and I went out and started playing gigs every weekend with them. And that lasted at 13. Started doing that for a couple of years.
So you were already playing guitar by then, or what?
Yeah, I was already a guitarist and a drummer. And I said, well, you know, I was like a naive little 13-year-old. It's like, whatever, bass just like guitar, just lower.
He was also the bass player in the Heresies for a period. When after Terry left town, and I needed someone to take over for him, and so Chris came in as the bass player.
All right.
And then when Josh, the original drummer, left, Chris said, I should be the drummer because I'm a drummer.
Well, then I was like, well, then we could get Max to come in and play the bass, and we won't have a lot of downtime. We won't skip a beat. We'll just keep going.
Cool, cool. Is it challenging to keep the beat, like being a dance drummer? I mean, a dance drummer is different than a rock and roll drummer, right?
It's
probably
all,
not many solos and
rhythm.
Stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the solo. It's weird and self-indulgent. Yeah, I just like the groove. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just like the groove. It's just, I don't know. That's what's natural for me.
Awesome. Very good. And Max, how long have you been playing music?
Oh, man.
I mean, you don't have to give away your age, but.
Sure. Well, I'm 82.
Yes.
So I've got a couple years.
82 or 80 also?
82 also. Yeah, I've been playing music since I was a kid. I've been playing, played brass and sang always in school and things like that. And then I guess I've been playing bluegrass. Actually, Jay Genender and I were just talking about this. Been playing bluegrass, I suppose, since I was 18. And then met Chris Harris, gosh, maybe 10 years ago down at Winfield. And I'm sure I ran into Jay Temp on the steel guitar somewhere, but, you
know. Was he carrying a beer bong shaped like a skull and a backbone?
God, if I could remember, then the story wouldn't be.
It's a dead giveaway.
But yeah, I've been playing for some time, and it's interesting the way the Denver music scene works, and Chris got this gig on drums, and then they said, "Oh, we need a bass player," and he says, "Well, I know a guy that can play mandolin."
It's practically the same thing.
It's just upside down.
Yeah.
So here I am.
All right. How long have you been out here in Colorado?
I've been here since 2009.
Okay. Cool. You like it, huh?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
He's a homeowner.
Yes, sir.
Nice. All right, we're listening to the Heresies tonight on Cabaret, and it's a lot of fun, and we're glad to have you. Where are we going next?
We're going to sing a song about beards. There's, what is the Denver Beard competition in September or something? We're trying to get that gig. So this
really one, good.
Yeah. And if I could remember the name of it, they'd probably respect me more.
And Max, they might hire you, too.
They might. Yes, sir. Just maybe.
And Max has the shortest beard of all. I just want to point that out for our listening audience who can't see.
Got a micro beard.
I love you, dear. This may sound queer, but I am a fear. Shave my beard. You've been dropping clues. Secrets hard to keep. You're wearing quiet shoes. I'm hearing scissors in my sleep. I love you, dear. This
freedom's coming on. My whisker sense, it's almost here. If I must choose one, it's gonna be my beer. I love you, Jim. This may sound
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. You're too kind.
Forget the mortgage. Let's play music. Let's fire up the family band. If the banker comes around trying to drive us out of town, put a fiddle in his hand. If he claims he don't play fiddle, he can use my old guitar. If he don't know a couple chords and at least the chorus words, he can't expect to get too far. All good people like good music. All bad people, they like none. If you don't like good music, I don't believe you know what's fun. Forget the mortgage, let's play music. Let's fire up the family band. If the beer supply runs low, send somebody to the store. How's that strike you for a plan? Plan to stay and pick some music. If you come knocking at my door. If we don't run out of songs, we can sing the whole night long. If we do, we'll write some more. All good people like good music. All bad people, they like none. You don't like good music. I don't believe you know what's fun. Forget the mortgage, let's play music. Let's fire up the family band. If it's a song you never heard, you can still mumble the words and hold a guitar in your hand. If you don't pick, grab a cold one, hang around and dance along. If that don't appeal to you, I don't know what to do. Your head is screwed on wrong. All good people like good music. All bad people, they like none. And you don't like good music, don't believe you know what's fun.
I've got this new B-bender on here that kind of went out of whack in my guitar case.
How long you had that guitar, Chris?
I have had this guitar about 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yep. And I've got, I'm playing my, I've got these B and G benders of my own design on here. I thought it was safe on radio. I don't have them patented yet. So when you see us out live, they're going to either be removed from the guitar or covered up with a shroud. I'll pixelate it. That's
live
a good
pixelation.
Idea.
I like that.
All right, let's do this one.
Hey, which one is it?
You start this one. Yeah.
Oh, well, we would
have
been waiting a
while.
Oh,
yeah.
TSA.
Chris, I was wondering if somebody could talk about that unusual-looking amp over there. It looks like a drum to me.
This one, it is. That is my speaker. My amp is actually in my pedal board. It's a Quilter. It's a crazy modern, newfangled solid-state amp that is all the rage among the right people, but they're hard to find. And you can't test drive one hardly anywhere because the dealership circuit is small. They won't sell to Guitar Center. But over here, the speaker is a... I took this 12-inch speaker out of an old electronic organ, and I stuffed it into a 12-inch rack tom, a drum, and I made some fancy things on it to make it look pretty. Sparkles and gold grill that I got at the Home Depot. And, it works pretty well.
And that vent looks like it went on a floor or something, or...?
No, that's the part I got from the Home Despot.
That and what is that? What kind of sound does that do for you? Is it just a big projection of the sound, or?
Well, it looks sort of like a cannon. Normally, it sits in front of Chris, so I think he gets some of the out of phase part of it. But it's close enough that he can use it for a monitor. And mostly it's just a funky, convenient case that works well for me. The nice thing about it for me is I can get it elevated with the snare drum stand that it's on.
Yeah. And
so I can kind of put it wherever I need it.
So if one of our listeners wants one, can they come to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. And let's talk about your upcoming gigs before we get back to
yes.
the music.
April 1st at the Skylark Lounge.
No fooling.
It's for reals, yo.
Cool.
Yep. May 20th. At Local 46. You can find all this information on theheresies.band or our Facebook page. I bet we're up to 750 likes right now. Someone look at their phone.
It's right on.
So, we're on Facebook, The Heresies, H-E-R-E-S-I-E-S. All right. Sweet.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, heresies is almost a word like trying to spell like lieutenant or something
like
that.
It is, kind of, yeah.
Heresies.
Yep, yep.
All right,
yes,
folks.
It, of course, is a playoff of my name and a playoff of heresy.
Who we are.
Yes.
What we do.
It just fits.
Sure does.
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right, well, here's some fine 60s-style march.
It's hard to be a man in the age of the TSA. You can't carry a knife, they'll take it away. What kind of man is a man without a trusty blade? Emasculated by the TSA. If a lady needs an apple cut up, what are you gonna do? If a mugger wants to hold you up, he's gonna see it through. You're helpless as a newborn pup, a foot without a shoe. Sliced up the belly with your own steel by the you know and who. It's hard to be a man in the age of the TSA. You can't carry a knife, they'll take it away. What kind of man is a man without a trusted blade? Emasculated by the TSA. Mm-hmm. his shoes, a girly hands, he'll make it through just fine. If you got tattoos and a beard like a man, they'll pull you from the line. If you dare to take a stand, allow some extra time. They'll slide up your belly and down your leg to prove their paradigm. It's hard to be a man in the age of the TSA. You can't carry a knife, they'll take it away. What kind of man is a man without a trusted blade? Emasculated by the TSA.
How that goes.
If we could just take a minute,
yeah.
And I don't mean to interrupt the flow.
No.
But is there an interesting
no flow?
Is there an interesting backstory to that song?
Well, not necessarily. What I'm usually pretty good at remembering where all these come from.
Did Max do something at an airport and embarrass the
no,
band?
Nothing that interesting. But the interesting thing is we do have some merch related to this song that is not selling, so maybe this is a good opportunity to push it.
Yes.
We've got some little pocket knives. You can find this at theheresies.band in our Square store. They're super cheap. In fact, I will reduce the price on them right now because we got to move those puppies for something new. All right. Any more questions? We play a couple more songs. We can squeeze two more songs in here.
We can. Right. Let's do two songs.
All right. Here's a song. This song's got an interesting backstory. I write a song for my daughter's birthday every year, and this is number, I don't know, seven, maybe? All right.
You don't always have to be perfect. It's normal to feel a little fear. Don't have to get all things right. You do have to be sincere. Go on and do like they do. You might fool a fool. You know you ain't fooling me. Fools may be fooled by store-bought cool. I got a nose for sincerity. Talking to your friends about what you think of me in the Camino. I don't think it's very fair, the impression you've been giving them of me, oh. I want to take you out again, talk it over a cappuccino. So I can show you that I'm more than a trailer park Valentino. You know you don't care how I do, but don't do my hair. I don't need to spike the beer. You love when I'm near. I may not be smart, I am not good looking, but I know it only takes a spark.
Tonight's Cabaret has been an encore performance from Chris Harris and the Harrisies, recorded in March of 2016. You can tune into live local music every Tuesday evening here on KGNU from 7 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
Told your daddy what you think about me and the Camino, because he tries to run me off when I come to pick you up. What does he know? You know what you want and you know where it is with me, no. You wanna feel the rumble, hear the squeal and smell the smell of gasoline.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Este programa está patrocinado por el Museo de Historia Natural de la Universidad de Colorado en Boulder, actualmente ofreciendo una nueva experiencia virtual de su popular galería de paleontología, más exhibiciones nuevas y actividades educativas en inglés y en español por Internet. Encontrará más información en colorado.edu/CUMuseum.
Thank you for listening to KGNU. The show is Corriente. My name is Mariah, bringing you 2 hours of Latin music, lots of new releases. Stay tuned. Enjoy.
Galletas calientes
y Absalón y Afropacífico, sabor y puro corazón.
Para alegrar una fiesta se necesita un buen sabor. Pónganle picante con sabrosura a este son, con una nena hermosa que mueva su cuerpo y bien calero.
Un pacatre y arrechón.
macatre y arrecho. Tumba catre y arrecho.
Lleva.
Tumba catre y arrecho.
Caliente.
Tumba catre y arrecho.